U.S. Senator Tim Scott joining us. How are you?
I'm doing well, Jack. I couldn't agree with you more, by the way, on the underlying premise of where we are as a nation.
You're running for president, and you're more important than me, so take it away, Senator.
Well, certainly, if you think about it, what we want as Americans is the Lady of Justice wearing a blindfold, where every single American can have confidence that the premier justice system in the world will apply that justice fairly and equally based on the facts. Today, it appears that this DOJ has for a long time been hunting Republicans and protecting Democrats. I will say that I don't care whether you're a part of our party or not. What we all must have is confidence in the greatest justice system in the world. And today we do not, because it is not. We have to do better. As president of the United States, I would purge out the inconsistencies and the biases in our justice system by starting at the top of it. We need new leadership. You have to fire the folks in charge and start building an organization based on objectivity and an unbiased view that all of America, every single American, must have confidence in our justice system.
Senator Scott, I've been doing this a little bit a while. I'm like the Allstate ad. I've seen a thing or two and over the years and interviewed sitting presidents in the White House, covered this, had had people like you on since my TV days, now my show. And I have to ask you straight up on this one. You know, you have, I think, potentially one of the most unifying messages of anyone running, period, on this country and the divisiveness. And you can tell how much it bothers you and how you want to bring people together. And I don't hear that from every candidate. And yet, when I hear this news, even if you don't like Donald Trump, the DOJ, I think it further divides America. Am I right or wrong?
You're 100% right. Here's what I can tell you. As a guy who understands a justice system where you feel like there's always a thumb on it, real or perceived, that is a problem that actually distorts justice, distorts the American dream, and distorts the view of the individual who holds that theory that there is a thumb on the justice system, on the scale. Here's what we know for certain. The former president was hunted based on a bar conversation for years. The Russia hoax was a hoax. Whether or not you like him or don't like him should not be a part of the equation. The question we should be asking, the formula we should use is A, what are the facts? B, how do they apply? And C, what is the outcome? It should not be what are the facts about the former president, or why is it that for 3 years the FBI seems to have sat on the Biden bribery for three years without ever seeing the light of day, suppressing information on one side and illuminating, creating, or fabricating on the other side. So you have to ask yourself, what is more fundamental to American exceptionalism than the concept of fairness?
Senator Scott, let me switch gears. We had Mike Pence on yesterday, and he's running as well. And you've been spending a lot of time in Iowa. An analyst will say, when I talk about all the candidates, some of our analysts on my show nationally and locally will say, well, Pence and Scott will probably focus on Iowa more. You have a very important faith-driven message, which I personally love, and I talked about it the other day on the show. I love when you announced in Charleston or North Charleston you had faith in America. You were on The View. By the way, I think you might be offered a seat there at some point. You handled that so well. You were on The View speaking up about why you don't like this victimization attitude, why the radicalized left is wrong, how it's not helping individuals. But I guess my question is, is New Hampshire as important to you? And maybe that's why you're on the show this morning. I'd love you on as much as you want to be on. As Iowa, are you going to focus more on Iowa and then New Hampshire, or both at the same time?
Well, Jack, I'm glad you're going to have me on every day. Glad to hear that. That is good news for my
campaign. Senator, you're going to be on The View every day.
oh, sorry. I thought you meant The View of your show. Oh, my bad. Here's what I'll tell you. I was just in the state about 10 days or so ago at the New Hampshire Federation of Republican Women. I'm coming back within the next 10 days. I am going to take my time in the state of New Hampshire. The one thing I can tell you about the Granite State that I've learned very quickly is that you all are educated, primed for primetime voters who want to engage with each candidate. I am going to commit myself to winning the state of New Hampshire, if at all possible. It is the first primary in our country, and I am going to engage in that state. I'm in it to win it.
Just curious, Senator, have you spoken with Governor Chris Sununu since he announced the other day and was on my show that he's not a candidate for president and wants to play a role and kind of be in the referee? And who knows, he may endorse someone. It might be you. Have you spoken to him since his post-announcement?
We have texted. We have not spoken. I texted him the day after, and we promised to get together and have a conversation sometime soon.
And finally, I'm going to let you go on this. I appreciate the time. Senator Tim Scott, South Carolina, Republican presidential candidate 2024. I asked Mike Pence this question yesterday, Senator. San Francisco, let's just focus on San Francisco, pretty well-known city. Whole Foods, the large grocery chain, had to close its doors 1 year after one of their big stores couldn't stay open because of crime and shoplifting. They had 500 911 calls from employees to police. Two of the major hotels there this week basically have told the city they're not going to pay their rent anymore, their lease, because they can't make it there. They can't see the future there. And I asked Mr. Pence this. You look at Chicago any given weekend. You look at, and you've seen the results of some mass murders in South Carolina. You look at this country. I wonder, do we have a deeper problem other than the kind of weapon used when someone decides to hurt someone or rob? Do we have a value issue going on? And can you speak to that? Do we have too many young people who are lost and don't respect human rights or people and property? Or is there a bigger problem here than just kind of the weapon used?
Well, there's no doubt that when you look at the weapon of choice, the gun, unfortunately, the left refuses to acknowledge the fact that the vast majority of gun-related deaths are suicide, which reflects a mental health crisis, no matter the choice of weapon. 100,000 overdoses in this country. But when it comes to the value proposition, there is without question a culture of grievance being pushed by the radical left that brings you to the drug of victimhood and the narcotic of despair. Those three are the power of those three, the insidious nature of grievance, of victimhood, and of despair sucks you in like quicksand. And there is something we can do. It's called individual responsibility. It's called if you are able-bodied, you work. If you commit a crime, you go to jail. There are consequences for your actions. And to live in a world where everybody gets a trophy only means more people will be siphoned in to that culture of quicksand.
Senator, I'm going to ask you on this. You mentioned overdoses, and thank you. A talking point for you in New Hampshire, the medics, the American Medical Response, keeps in touch with my show since I've been talking about this for years. But in fentanyl overdoses, just in New Hampshire's two largest cities since the beginning of the year, Manchester and Nashua, there have been a total of 358 suspected overdoses, and 53 of those were fatal fentanyl poisoning deaths in just two communities in New Hampshire. So that's just a talking point for you. Hey, Senator, thanks for joining us. You're welcome here anytime. Have a great weekend.
God bless you. Thank you very much.